What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So my 9-day energy reset is designed to start with the numerical value of 1. So the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month all vibrate to the numerical vibration of the number 1. So today happens to be the 19th, and today happens to be the birthday of 3 very, very dear friends of mine. So if you're listening, happy birthday. But the 19th in numerology, if you add 1 and 9 together, it equals 10. And in numerology, you drop the second digit or you add them together. So in this case, or you could do both with this number, 1 plus 0 equals 1. So it vibrates the number 1. So if y'all are looking to do something that's going to vibrationally change things for you and allow the universe to bring you what you actually want in this lifetime, you might want to think about investing a few dollars because it's not very expensive. And go to Amazon.com and look up 9-Day Energy Reset by me, Mona Van Joseph, and download it. Because if the 9 days are going to pass anyway, wouldn't it be really cool if something really nifty happened in the next 9 days? Just saying. All right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 703 area code. Hello, 703. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. What's your question today?
Well, I actually had a job interview last week, and I had one yesterday, and I have another one coming up Friday. So do you see an offer coming from one of those jobs?
Hold on.
Okay.
Well, according to these cards, I'd hire you. Okay, so there's a very lucky turn of events here for you. It actually says that you start a job by the 10th. Because you have the number 10 repeating here. The funny thing is that one of the people you interviewed with didn't expect to like you as much as they do, and that realizing by sitting down and talking with you that you have a very high level of integrity and that you're basically going to make sure this person looks good. Now, what I like about this person is that they're not going to take your vibration away from you. In other words, they're not going to take credit for your work. They're going to say, oh, it's because of Andrea I got this done. So that's the job you really want to work with. So what industry is this?
Well, the first one was with a company that makes cars for people with disabilities. The second one was with a real estate office. The third one I haven't had yet. But the second one, I was a former employee when I got laid off because I worked for a mortgage company and they raised the rates and I got laid off. So this is the same company, just a different umbrella.
Okay, well, they like you. They like you. So there is a job, according to this, Andrea, there is a job you start by the 10th, and it's let me see what day that falls on. The 10th falls on a Sunday, which means you'd be you would be getting ready for your new job to start by Monday, but it might start before that.
Awesome.
Yeah, so in other words, that number 10, that vibration of number 10, also vibrates the number 1, so you might find out before Labor Day weekend.
Well, I'm into numerology. My numbers are 187, so it's kind of funny you say that.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, well, I'm always tickled when people pay attention to their numbers. It's like when you see 11:11 on the clock. The reason why you're supposed to make a wish when you see 11:11 is the number ones all resonate to aces in a card deck, any card deck, tarot deck, regular playing card deck. They resonate. All the ones resonate to the aces, and each ace represents earth, water, fire, and mind. All right, so each ace, as long as money, love, mind, and action or work. All right, anyway, but they each represent an element. So when all four of those elements are lining up, that's why you make a wish. So that's so funny you said that.
I do.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Work,
well,
I had 111 and then 87, so there was 111187.
Wow. Okay. Well, again, what it's saying here is that you have something to celebrate, and it says by the 1st or by the 10th, according to your card.
Okay.
So,
I'll let you know.
So
how
did you find the program, Andrea? How did you find my program?
I've been on Blog Talk for a little bit, but I've never really come to your show, so this is the first time I've
come
to your show.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome. And I'll probably be talking to you in a couple of months.
Yes, thank you.
All right. See you later. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What's your question today?
Well, I got this job that is giving me some mental anguish. I'm working for a guy who wants to work me like he owns me and doesn't want to let me work for another group at a better position, and they're trying to subjugate me and like keep me down.
So according to your cards, apparently this fella is in a position of power and he's coming up as someone that is got an entitled vibe. All right, that's how he's coming up. No, he doesn't want you working for anybody else. And yes, he wants you to be available to him 24 hours a day. So what it's saying here is that you can probably do this same job for another whole company. Since he won't let you transfer within the company to another group, matter of fact, he kind of likes the idea that you're controllable in his mind, all right? Now, I've got to go to a kind of a bigger issue with this, Michelle. It seems as though you keep finding yourself in this situation where you're around very controlling men.
Yeah.
So it's not just the job. It also probably has to do with your personal life. So what this is saying here is that it may be that the best person to work for might not be a man. It might be a woman who may still have the same sort of controlling issues as these men, but it won't be, you'd be more likely to have a dialogue to clear the air with her than you would with him. See, here's the thing. This guy thinks he's in the right. Obviously, he's producing, so people around him also think that he's, you know, decent at what he does. It's funny because I refer to this card as Donald Trump on a good day, like when he was with Celebrity Apprentice, okay? And I'm saying it like that because other people are sort of drinking the Kool-Aid around him, and they're giving him a pass even though they know sometimes he can be hard to deal with, all right? And I could have used some real big cuss words there, but I'm basically going to just say difficult, all right? What it's saying here for you is you either need to politically work the system where you are right now so the other group actually tells him you're coming over to them, or you need to find another job.
Okay, because I told HR in an email this morning when I found out, I said, I'm not working for him anymore, period.
Okay, because it says here for the length of time you've been working for him, it feels like you're in purgatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how the cards are. So here's the thing. Here's the upside and downside of HR. Okay, the upside of HR is that you have somebody to report things to. The downside of HR is sometimes people in human resources are still doing what the people above them want them to do.
Yes.
Okay. So there's kind of two sides to that, right? So the thing is if you were complaining about an employee that they wanted to get rid of, then they're on your team. But if you're complaining about an employee that is actually producing and might be well-liked by his associates and superiors, well, now you become a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
But having a record of it helps you. So I got to tell you a story. All right, you ready? All right.
Yeah.
There was just real quick. There was a gal that was basically being tortured by somebody at her job. All right. But nobody was believing that she was being tortured by this employee, right? It was kind of like that Warner Brothers cartoon with the dancing frog, where the one guy sees the frog dancing and singing and nobody else sees it except him, right? It was kind of like that.
Right.
And by the way, if you've never watched the dancing frog on Warner Brothers, jump on the internet and look up the dancing frog. It's just okay. Hysterical. I use that reference from time to time. But anyway, so she did something so awful that she ended up, this woman ended up reporting this particular incident. Well, as it turns out, they liked this person and fired the person that was being tortured, right? Well, what happened was, is the person being tortured, because she had kept a record of events for the 3 months that led up to her termination, ended up getting a very, very generous severance package. Because when her attorney looked at the emails of these complaints, and the attorney actually reached out to the company and said, you realize you have a lawsuit here, right? Well, the company ended up having to hire a consultant, and the consultant told the company, you better pay her. So she ended up with the equivalent of 6 month severance, all right? But in the meantime, within days after she got let go, found another job. So the good news about you reporting this is the fact that you have a record of it, okay? But I would very actively look for another job.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the 307 area code. Hello, 307. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Danny calling from Wyoming. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi, Danny. What's your question?
So to make a long story short, my best friend of almost 20 years moved back home after a terrible relationship in Florida, moved back to Wyoming. She's been okay hanging out here in Wyoming. And then we, on a whim, met this dude. And ever since then, she's been absolutely infatuated with him. And then she realized, like, I need space. And she would say, you know, please leave me alone. And then he'd call her 100 times.
Yeah, this is saying that he's turned out to be a stalker.
Yes, very much
okay,
so.
Okay, now, here's
it's,
the thing.
It's ruined our friendship. Like, she wouldn't even talk to me.
So, hold on. So here's the thing, is that she's the one that's got to realize it, and she's got to be the one that reports him, because he's coming up as a total, very, very bad word that begins with an A and a D. Okay, I'm just saying, he's really turned out to be somebody absolutely awful, okay? So what it's saying here is that what I would do is text her and say, look, I value our friendship, I care about you, but you know this guy is toxic, and if you need help for me to report him to the police and have you have a restraining order, I will help.
But she wants to be with him, though. That's the thing, though,
okay.
And she wants the attention.
Then here's what's going to happen, is that he's going to do something that's deal-breaker behavior, all right? And in a way, I want him to kind of dump her, because if he doesn't dump her, then he's going to be a stalker, all right? But in the meantime, when the breakup happens, and it's not an if, and this says it actually happens before the end of September, when the breakup happens, she needs to immediately file a restraining order. And you will hear from her when this happens. And you're not going to go into the I told you so vibration here, Danny.
Nope.
You're going to go into how can I help?
Exactly.
Okay, so do I think the relationship's going to last? Abso-frickin-lutely not. Because every card that's coming up connected with this man, he's coming up as clever, and I'm not using clever as a compliment. He's coming up as very moody, mercurial, changeable, out of sorts, and he looks at relationships to define him. So if she's not performing to make him look better, he will find a way to break up with her. And the way he's going to do it is probably cheat on her. Okay? So, and when he cheats on her and she goes, oh, my God, what did I do? Why did I? Blah, 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 then she's going to reach out to you. And you're going to say, well, it looks like deal breaker behavior to me. Is that the guy?
The only thing I'm worried about is that he is a park ranger. And he knows the backwoods of Wyoming. And I just need to make sure that she's going to be safe because
I don't see anything happening to her. No, hold on. I don't see anything happening to her except for he breaks her heart. Okay? So in other words, she finds herself she's basically bought into his persona, but she's about to see that differently now, all right? This is saying they break up by the end of September. I'm just saying, they're going to break up, all right? So, and then you're going to be her friend when they break up. Although you kind of love her more than that, but that's okay. What it's saying here is that when they break up, that's when you step in. But I don't see any harm coming to her, and I would tell you if I did.
Very good.
But I do see that they're not going to last, and you kind of want to wait for that moment.
That's what I've been holding that on, just staying out of the situation, just waiting for...
Yeah,
you know.
Just take a big step back, keep her in your prayers, keep turning it over spirit. You know, the thing is that when you really truly care and love about someone, it's you want the best for them too, okay? So what you do is you just keep sending that prayer to spirit that you want the best for her and that you want her to see the truth of who this jerk really is.
You know, I must say, if it wasn't for learning that his ex-girlfriend had to file a restraining order against him for stalking,
yeah,
you know, I really wouldn't be so involved.
But here's the thing, is that he's going to turn his attention to someone else, and he's going to dismiss her or dump her, all right? Now, if it's his choice, which according to these cards it will be, when it's his choice to dump her, he's not going to really give a crap what she's doing.
Very good.
So, and you want that to happen. You want that to happen. And then when it does, she's going to reach out to you. So, all right, Danny, thanks for the call.
Mona, I thank you so much for your use of energy. Have a great day.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika. How are you?
Hi, Tamika. What's your question?
My question is, I have a question about someone I've been speaking with. His name is Andrew. He's about 3 hours away from me, and we knew each other since I was in New York, like, vaguely. We used to talk online, and now that I'm down here, we've been talking about maybe meeting and talking a lot over the past couple of days, like, over the phone. So I'm wondering if you see any potential between me and him or what
he looks like someone that's looking to find a way to focus his life, all right? He looks a little lost right now. And for whatever reason, he's looking at you to help him feel better or to help him be better in some way. It's kind of a dicey vibration. So if you were to ask me a yes or no question according to your cards, should you meet him? The answer in the cards is, if I was going yes or no, says no. And the reason it says no is because he's looking for something outside of himself to define his life in some way, all right? So you can I would actually act like the magic eight ball here with you. You know how sometimes you turn over the magic eight ball and it says ask again later?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the advice I would give you. But if it was going to be should I meet him, the way these cards are coming up, the answer is no. And the reason the answer is no is he's going to cause you more stress than actually any kind of feeling of connection or resolve.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're magic eight balling this, and I don't have one on my desk, you know, one of these days I'm going to get a magic eight ball just so I can do this from time to time. But if I turn the magic eight ball over right now, it would say ask again later or forecast cloudy or something like that, all right? Because what these cards say is that he's looking to focus his life in some way, and for whatever reason he's beaming the attention toward you and another woman. It's not just you he's talking to, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So basically, put that on hold and ask me again at the end of September.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question today?
Hey. So I have been preparing these trainings for the public for several years, and it has to do, it's sort of political related and self-development related and truth related. And I keep getting closer to teaching them, but then I get like fears and anxieties and paranoia around it. So I'm wondering, like, when you actually see me stepping out and being, like, feeling okay to teach these.
Okay, so I'm basically going to kind of bring up a different subject based on your question. Okay, so one of the things that when I first started doing readings for people back in the day, I had somebody that came to me that was brilliant. Amazing, right? And yet he kept saying to himself that he didn't think he was good enough to actually counsel people or, you know, help them down the road. To which I responded with that by saying that what if the people that you meet, you're supposed to meet them exactly at the time of life that you're supposed to meet them. So I'm wondering if part of what's going on with you is more of a distraction than an actual lack of preparation, okay? See, because I actually think that whatever you don't know, you can find out. So it's saying take the big leap in your cards and stop borrowing trouble or stop engaging. So there's a card here that talks about the devils you know, all right? So it's saying to me, the devils you know will actually help you. So I actually think that the work in progress is the thing that is going to actually be super helpful to you. I think the work in progress is going to be helpful. So I would say go ahead and do it, because the cards that are coming up say, are you ready? Yes, you are. And
there's so much fear that always comes up. Yeah.
Right, but what it's saying here is you're ready. So I'm voting for you to go forward with it. That's what I'm voting for. So, all right, girl.
And my life is okay.
You're fine. You're going to be fine. Okay. And I just want you to take the leap, because let's say you take the leap and you get all this. Okay, I got to go, but I'm telling you, you got the card that says take the leap.
Okay.
All right, love.
All right.
You got this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, see
you. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Pat in Massachusetts.
Hi, Pat in Massachusetts. What's your question?
Hi. I've got to move forward from three people. One kind of set me up to make it appear that I don't owe her money for her services. The other two, this past week, to shreds, cruelly and with profanity, one of them. Can you look at any of these three, all of them, or one, to help me decide how to, you know, I just want to wipe my hands and say God bless, goodbye, but I also want to take a little bit of, you know, show them what they did. You know,
well,
not
actually,
let them get
so I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck when I do readings for people. And the card that's come up in your reading is a card that's called the Master. It is the most powerful spiritual card that anyone can get in a reading ever. And you have this card, right? The reason I say this, and I'm bringing this up to you, is that God, Spirit, is guiding you away from these people, all right?
Yes.
So the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference, okay?
Yeah.
The best response to people saying awful, crappy, almost, I'm really trying not to cuss these days, so I'm really doing my best to not use bad words, but use the bad word in your head, okay? But the way you deal with really crappy people is that you basically say this one sentence. So when someone says something awful to you, the best way to respond is, I'm sorry you feel that way. Or, it's very sad that you feel that way.
Okay.
Now, what happens is when you put that emotion back on them, they don't know how to deal with it. Okay? But you're not supposed to challenge them. You're not supposed to put them in a barrel and shoot them. You're not supposed to do anything. You're basically supposed to ignore them. So what it's saying here is that as soon as you ignore them, there's going to be other doors that open with more evolved, better energy people. So, but again, your response is, I'm sorry you feel that way, or it's very sad that you feel that way. And if you want to add, I'm doing the best I can, do that too. But here's, you see what I'm saying? Is that, now, have you, lovely Pat, have you ever read the book, The Four Agreements?
I love that book, and I was thinking of getting it again.
Okay, so time to reread it. It'll only take you an hour. But the best response to people that are acting badly and saying really, really hurtful things is, I'm sorry you feel that way, or it's sad that you feel that way. Now, and then in your mind you say, go with God.
Okay. Okay.
Because
I don't have to,
here's the thing. If you shield yourself from the idea of them getting under your skin, that's how you fight this, Pat.
Okay.
But you already know what to do. You were just getting validation by calling me.
And I really needed the validation. This is invaluable. When you said that card, I thought, okay, I'm supposed to do what God wants me to do, which I wanted to put in my two cents. And also, Mona, I promised New Year's resolution on my birthday to stop swearing at age 70.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, we've got all these beautiful words in the vocabulary, and everyone defaults to the the intense seven. So, all right, gotta let you go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.